is No Pink Spandex, episode 76, for Saturday, August 29th, 2009. Brought to you by Emma Lahana, musician/actress. Whether it be exclusive pictures, fan art, or the latest news, it has it all. You can't be a fan of Emma Lahana without going to this site. So check it out at shyranger.com. Hello everyone, Lisa J here with another episode of No Pink Spandex. Yes, it is another episode with myself, Jer, Tristan, and Spy. And we talk about RPM, we talk about Kamen Rider, we talk about a whole other we talk about the Super Secret Ranger Project. Gasp, gasp, gasp. So, yes. So, as you may or may not know, Katie has been away from us for a bit. And so, whenever she's ready, she'll come back. She's just taking a little break. It's all good. No problems, no fights. So, when she's ready, she'll come back because, you know, there's always room. So, in the meantime, it will be the four of us. It'll be myself, Tristan, Jer, Spy. Wow, I almost forgot those people. But it'll be the four of us. And I think that will suffice because we've been doing well so far. In fact, we've been doing so well, we talk so much. We talk forever. We talk for hours and hours. So I know that the episodes have been kind of long, but they're full of goodness. They are, really. They are, or else I will kill you if you don't think they're full of goodness. So I'm gonna stop talking because I'm not gonna make this episode any more long than it already is. Stay away from the spandex. It does not breathe. Peace out. Anywho, not so simple.
Not so simple.
That's the name of the episode.
Yep.
Yep, yep, yep. Flynn and Gemma.
Yes, it is.
Flemma.
Awesome diary.
Stop it. Stop it. I'm cutting you off right now. No names. No merging names.
Why? It's...
What?
Everybody is doing it now, right? It's the cool new thing, right?
Oh, yeah. It's very new.
It was not cool.
It's very new and hip.
Flemma, Jin, or some Jin, yeah, Jin.
Like I said, that got annoying after immediately.
Yeah, well.
So yeah, Flemma.
Since the days of Bennifer, it's not been funny.
No, it was never funny.
Funny. No, not funny, but you know.
But it saves time. Saves time.
Yeah, it saves typing.
It does
time.
Save that half a second. Does it really? Say the both names.
Yep, yeah, it does.
Yeah, now you have to think of them both and then combine them both into a way that sounds like a real word. So nope. No, I think it takes more time.
But once you've figured it out, you can just repeat it over and over.
Exactly.
Or you could not and, you know, sound like not.
Just treat them as individuals.
No, they're not individuals, all right? They have to be joined at the hip.
No.
Duh. All right? Hence Flemma.
Forever.
Anywho, how does this episode start?
Especially with her cool unicorn diary.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. Completely awesome. What is it? Dear Awesome Diary.
Dear Awesome Diary.
Hells yeah!
I was so scared that they were going to finish off each other's sentences in their minds.
Well, they would finish off each other's
awesome.
Diary entries?
That would have been awesome.
That would have been horrid. Oh. I was so scared. But
that didn't even come into my mind.
No, me either.
Wait, who's flipping pages?
So that would be me. I'm eating trail mix.
How about you stop and have a little dedication to the podcast?
I've got my little corner over here. It's great. It's my studio.
Oh, man. A little focus here, a little focus.
You're the one checking on cakes. Why can't I be eating my trail mix?
My cake doesn't make noise.
All right. I'll just sip my water.
Be like, gulp, gulp, gulp.
Here we go.
You.
Okay.
Nice. So, Gemma's diary.
Yes. And she talks about all the Rangers.
And she gave, the most interesting description ever of summer.
Yes, because she
has hair.
It's super flippy today. Which is really her best character trait, really.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really the only thing she's got going for her.
She's like, she like, she pays a really attention to like all the ranges, especially Dylan. It's like you think?
He does.
We noticed that too.
You know, I think, you know what, I really, it was last, it was this episode. I really think there were some, like, nods to the audience.
Totally.
Annoyance. Like, oh yeah, Summer only pays attention to Dylan. It's like,
Got to cry, baby.
No, well, that he would, there was no.
Quarreling with his
yes.
mom.
It was, quarreling. It was quarreling.
They never see eye to eye.
Exactly. They always are butting heads. Okay?
Exactly, because
and that
Stephen Truman knows how to act like a man and Scott doesn't.
No, it's more like I was right from the last episode and you were dead wrong. I love it.
Wow, you're really stretching it there, aren't you?
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I'm saying that they've always been but I said that they've always been button heads, and that's why Scott has a reason to be a sometimes.
Someone's reaching.
Say what?
You're reaching.
There is no reaching. That's what Gemma said.
Uh-huh.
That's what so now you don't want to listen to Gemma? Really? So, I love it. I love it. I love how you love Gemma so much, but then this one little point, she's like, no, she's wrong.
An interesting twist of the truth.
There's no twist of the truth, it's the truth.
Little stretching.
I just think it's a little omission there, because they do butt heads, but she didn't go into what Scott's reaction is afterwards, which is the crying.
It could be.
There's no crying.
Guy gets very fussy.
I mean, it's an allusion to the drama between them.
Yeah.
Okay. He gets fussy without his bottle.
Wow. Not funny.
So you laugh.
No, that was Spy and what's his face?
Wow. Okay. Maybe I should just sign off right
now. My bad.
Congratulations on being the other guy.
I'm just saying that nice. your hatred for black men is just rubbing off on me now. So it's kind of what happens.
I don't hate all black men.
Racist. Just saying. So,
Is that what I was brought in for the balance?
Well, it's
like, we need another white guy. Right? Bring him in for another week.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, snap. So, wait a minute. Then, okay, so Scott, you see Scott arguing with Mason Truman. You see Summer standing there with her flippy hair, being all worried.
And Dylan, Z does Dylan. The Kamen Rider pose for like half a second, then changes. Yes, he does.
He did? Well, I don't remember.
Well, it wasn't really, but like for like half a second it looked like it, and then he like did his flexing or whatever.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he flexed.
He should never flex. Just say.
Why not? I was actually surprised.
There wasn't much there.
I mean, there's like nothing there. Like,
that was something.
I mean, really, it's kind of like a llama bean trying to show that, oh, look, I have a pee. I mean, no, it's just not. No.
What?
Moving on from Ziggy's one moment of the episode.
Yeah. He had something else when he was walking up the stairs or something. Whatever.
Yeah, he was going to show them the secrets of shadow puppetry, but they weren't interested.
Yeah.
Which was awesome.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's true. So we touched everyone except for Flynn, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and then Flynn is, you know, the simple mechanic.
He read her diary.
What? You don't do that. You don't read a girl's diary. That ain't cool.
Well, he said accidentally.
Yeah, accidentally.
Well, he's got nothing else to do. I mean, they don't really give him much to do in the show.
He can make a smoothie.
he's making smoothies all day long. That's
maybe good. He was drinking a smoothie while he was accidentally reading the diary.
Yes. Right.
He had a little umbrella behind his ear, kicking back, reading a few pages.
And then he was like, what?
What?
How dare she? Like, dang. And then she's like, well, you know, it's, well. And he's like, oh, look, I'll prove it to you. Look at all my gadgets that, like, only one works.
But it worked really well. Come on.
Yes.
That it did.
Cleaning the car.
That car was clean.
It was very clean.
That was some foreshadowing. So that was nice. because Flynn, while being awesome, isn't always awesome. Sometimes it hit a miss a little bit.
Like, yes. Yeah, because then they went to his sword battle and he missed.
Big time.
I can't believe they did that, because totally in the Sentai it worked.
Which is awesome. Like, yeah, I love the fact that they switched that around.
Yeah, because I thought he was gonna have an awesome moment, and then he got, you know, beaten about the head and face with his stupid engine soul.
He was all proud too. He's like, whatever. Insert really bad Scottish accent here. And you know, he's like pointing the gun. He's like, I'm gonna show them. And dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. I like that engine soul, the toy of it, because it makes funny noises. It goes the engine soul in a really sing song voice, and it makes crazy noises, and it's awesome.
No,
that would be kind of weird.
Don't ever do that again.
You know what? I'm gonna go find it.
Go get it and put it up to the mic so we can hear it.
Don't.
I was thinking about it.
Don't
do it.
No,
do it.
No. No.
Go.
No.
Go check on your cake. You know, go get your engine cell. It'll be great.
I hate you so much.
Hey, you want to go check on your cake for a second, Lisa?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
See, they need me. That's why they brought me in, because I have the ideas.
Yes, silly idea, man.
Just like Tyler, he should have went and got that interview with the real Carlos. His podcast would be gold. Tip for all of you out there, listen to The Spy.
I totally found it.
Yes.
Hold on, let's see.
I really, really hate you people.
That's so funny.
I know, seriously, like, I hate you so much.
Awesome, and you know it.
Oh my goodness.
That's how every episode should start.
Wow.
Yep, I know, I really, no, honestly, like, I do hate you.
Me or Jared?
I've known this for years.
No, I blame Spy. This time, it's your fault. You caused
it. I'll take the glory.
What glory? There's no glory. There's shame.
Glory, I gotta admit.
That was great.
Anywho, you and your trail mix. Oh my gosh.
Can you hear it?
Yes. Nom, nom, nom,
nom. This thing is sensitive. I gotta find a new one. I gotta get a crappy mic like a chair. Maybe it'll cut out every time that I reach in.
Jealous.
Okay. So.
But yeah, every time there's a quiet moment, just put that engine still up to the mic. Right. It'll be cold.
I hate
you. It'll be a transition.
I hate you.
Every time.
Yeah, are no
this is brilliance right here.
It's not. I hate
comedy
you.
Gold.
Oh my goodness. Tristan.
Yes.
Say something. Yes. Say something.
Something.
Before I, kill, before I kill somebody, why do you say something?
Come on, let's get back to the episode.
Yeah, let's get back to the episode. Let's get back to Flynn and
stuff.
And the engine soul?
anyway, we're moving on. Onward and upward.
So, you know, they have a little confrontation, and he's trying to show off all his goods, and then. As soon as he's trying... Was he, like, trying to show off something else or whatever? And then
he was trying to show her the wheel.
Yeah. And that's when they got called in.
Mm-hmm.
Yet again.
The engine soul. And it failed. And then Dr. K, like, reamed him out and talked about her haircut.
Wow. Well, at least we know that she's not totally stupid.
I think she is if she still cuts her own hair.
Well, she's doing a pretty good job, I think. I mean, it's not the best style ever, but, you know, at least it's
even. But at least she knows.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're going for the foppy, moppish look, then yes, you're doing a great job.
It's not the most, you know.
Do you think that, like, she was really mean, though? Like, ungodly mean?
A little bit,
yeah.
She was a little bit Yeah, it was. I was surprised.
Considering the fact that Flynn proved himself in the past with this whole reverse morph thing, yeah I think she was. Yes.
Right.
Yeah, she goes way easier on Ziggy, and he deserves it a lot worse than what he's been getting.
Well, because she loves herself some Ziggy. She wants a little bow chicka wow wow. That's what it is.
Ziggy zigga.
A little zigga. Oh, tell her what she wants, what she really, really wants. So. But no, yeah, I think, especially when he, you know, actually did something right in the past, she's like, she was really hard on him, you know? It was, you know what kind of reminded me of? It kind of reminded me of a little bit of SPD when they want a little conflict. And so people are always like suddenly. way harsh. They're like suddenly like way, way, way harsh. Just
you mean like the random like Jack and Kruger fight out of nowhere?
Well, that wasn't random. They kind of built towards that. Well, at least in the episode. This was just like...
Wait, which one are you talking about?
Well, I mean, the last one, like towards the end.
Oh, no. You know what? You do not ever dare defend the last one.
What? What's with the last one?
Because I want to go bone some white girl, so I'm going to...
What does all my white have to do with anything?
So I'm going to shirk all my duties, even though we just figured out that Grum's about to make his last big attack. You can screw off and defend the Jack one.
Well, I mean, I don't understand what the problem is with that exactly. I mean,
because like the episode.
What?
The episode before.
It's just not what you wanted, basically. Is that the criticism? Because I don't understand what.
Or is the one where they were like, oh man, I hate it that they don't treat us well. And oh no, we just found out that put all these pieces together that Kruger has this big weapon or whatever, and he's going to do his big final attack. And
right.
That's when Scott finally decides, you know what, I'm going to shirk all my duties.
You was really Scott? You mean Jack?
Yeah. The other,
that's awesome right there.
The other red black ranger.
You referred to Jack as Scott. That's, I love it.
Interchangeable.
I didn't
even
notice.
Wow. Wait, whoa,
considering
whoa,
they're both red rangers and they're both black.
Whoa,
yeah.
Whoa, whoa. First of all, Jack is way cooler. Huh?
At least I didn't call him TJ.
Well, then that would be just retarded. But anywho. Yeah, no, I mean, what Jared's trying to say is that, like, they spent all this time trying to figure out what was going on and the big attack or whatever, and then, like, in the finale, he's like, nah, I want some chick instead. I'm done. It's like, that's not, no.
You
aren't... I don't think it's instead. I mean, they did have the conversation where he says, I love SPD, I love being, you know, the person that makes change and protects people and blah blah blah.
But I don't want to be the ranger anymore. I mean, like,
yeah. And the old,
I mean,
and the old,
like...
I've been the, no. And the old, I've been the leader for the last year, but I'm still stupid enough to leave my morpher a mile away from where I am, on the beach. That was a good one too.
Okay, but when he's in his off time, I mean, everybody else was having off time too.
Right, because they don't keep their morphers in their pockets.
Yeah, because they weren't trying to bang white chicks.
Wow.
You got nothing.
I mean, if you're a doctor, right, like, and you're on the beach, you take your beeper with you, like, when you're, like, right there, like, walking along the beach, really? Like, when you have stuff sitting?
If you're on call, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're on call, like, you know, you have your pager, beeper, cell phone on you. You do, because that's your job.
But if you have a setup on the beach, like, you have stuff sitting there, and you're going to take a 10-minute walk, really? I mean, is it really that significant of a thing, though?
But you
should.
But you're
bad guys,
if you should, certainly. I mean, of course,
if you know
it's
the bad guy's making his
that.
Last attack, then yes, you do take it with you.
Yeah, at that point, it's, like, really important.
Yeah.
No, but at that point in the story, I mean, we were still dealing with monsters of the day type characters.
No, we weren't.
And yes, we were.
No,
okay.
We weren't.
Right before they went to find the A Squad people, that was a monster of the day that got blown up in 5 minutes.
This was after it.
What? What are you talking about? What I'm talking about.
When he was trying to bang the white chick. Banging the white chick only happened in the finale.
No, it didn't. I believe it was the last three episodes.
Oh, sorry, the one episode before the finale. Oh, my gosh.
After right, they found right, right. The one before the finale, like I just said, right.
Which is still after they found
Ace Star. So what? What?
You know what? I'm gonna go school you right now with the old episode guide. Because I'm sick of your bunk.
But see, you don't need that.
I can't even remember what we're fighting about.
My initial point was that Dr. K going off on Flynn so bad, it reminded me of SBD and how they were kind of schizophrenic with the whole, like, okay, we want a conflict. Let's, like, make somebody really mean or really angry or really bad or whatever.
That's where all this is coming from.
That's where it is. Yeah. So, you know, and then you had her going off on him, and then you're like, mother bleeper, could you, like, not be so mean? But then, like, Flynn, he's all like, oh, I'm going to throw out my stuff now.
Oh, God, it's the episode where Sky had that crazy blue sweater. Just go look at that for a while.
Hey,
Mr. Rogers.
Don't diss the Argyle, I'm just saying. That's one good-looking Argyle sweater. That's all I'm saying. He knows how to rock it.
Yeah, I'm not looking at this letter. But anyway.
Wow. Oh, that's right. They were fishing. That's very important. You got to fish. Fishing is more important than saving the world.
Well, okay. They were literally on their off time. Okay. Like, I don't understand. What do you not understand about that? Like, everyone went to off time.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with off time. I don't have a problem with them going and doing whatever. That's not a problem. Just have your morpher with you, mother bleeper.
Yeah, for real. I mean, if he was fishing, he's wearing long pants. It's not like he's swimming in the water. Keep your morpher on you.
And Markety Mark.
Oh, come on.
Markety Mark?
That
just didn't even notice.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
But okay, we're going to continue on with...
I was right.
About what?
No, nothing. Just keep going. Unsaying anything. Keep going.
We were going to go on with... So he being Flynn, storing out his stuff. He's really, like, down and out, what have you. And then Gemma is like... wait a minute, when does he show off the... Oh, yeah,
He showed the wheel, and then they went into the meeting where they found the monster, and they went to fight the monster.
And then they had like, another annoying Tenaya scene, like, all of them, where she just, you know, complained because she doesn't do anything besides complain. She asked what her job is. Her job is complaining.
Yeah, he didn't tell her what her job is. That was the part that I didn't like. Well, it would have been nice to have, like, a purpose.
Hasn't she had a purpose this entire series, breaking into the city?
Right. And really,
well, apparently they don't even need her.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, how have they been breaking into the city all of a sudden? It's just like, oh, there's a breach. Like, that's
yeah, well, in this one, they actually said.
Yeah, this is the first time in a while they finally explained one again.
What did they say?
They said the monster that they destroyed, he was deploying something or whatever that was going to disrupt the shield so that the hammer bot that they're going to send in next, he could get in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but okay, so yeah, but like previous to this, it was like, oh, there's a breach. Oh, there's a breach. Oh, there's a breach. Breach,
yeah,
breach,
at the beginning
breach.
Of the series, they would explain it every single time.
Right.
Which is awesome, and then they stopped doing it, which was not awesome.
Mm-hmm. I think they're running out of ideas.
Do we need an explanation every time, though? I mean, I think they've done pretty good so far. I mean, they did better than, like, Lost Galaxy or something. I guess Lost Galaxy, they can just teleport in or whatever, but...
But that's, like, the whole point of the season, though. Like, they have these shields, and it's supposed to protect them from everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same logic why I get pissed off when Scott leaves the dome every episode. The whole point is you're supposed to build up the fact that they're the last remaining civilization. It's hard to get in. If things get in and get out or whatever, it's a really big deal. And when they don't explain it, it doesn't feel like it's as big of a deal. It's not necessary to explain it, but it's really awesome, and it really adds to the overall atmosphere when they do.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I totally agree that when they explain it, it definitely adds some authenticity and feeling of, like, you know, it ups the ante. But, yeah, every single episode, I don't need it every episode.
But so wait, I don't understand. You say that it ups the ante and that it's good, and yet you're like, you don't want it every episode.
No. I don't need it every episode is what I'm saying.
So then what instead? Just don't explain
nothing
anything?
Nothing instead. The monster shows up. I mean, we do these cutaways all the time, like time lapses or whatever, when they say, okay, let's do this, and then they cut immediately to it's done. You know what I mean? Like,
but no, but yeah, no, but
I appreciate it, but I'm not going to downgrade an episode because they didn't explain it, and I'm not going to up the grade of an episode because they do explain it. It gets a gold star, you know. It doesn't get a it's not a huge deal.
But what I still don't get is that it's not necessarily the same as saying, let's say the Rangers are going to do this, and then you cut away, and then, like, you meet them back, and they've done it. Like, Vengix, sometimes you just see a monster there, and they're like, oh, we gotta go. I mean, it's not even like Vengix is like, okay, we found a way to blah, blah, blah. And then you cut away, and then you just see the monster there. They didn't even do that in the previous episode. They just like, oh, look, monster.
Right, but I mean, that's kind of assumed anyway, though, right? Isn't it? I mean, since we've seen it so many times.
That's what I'm saying, is it's assumed enough that you don't have to explain it. You can do other things, but...
Yeah, they've done it enough times now that, you know, not that they'll never do it again, or they shouldn't, because they should do it again, but we don't necessarily need to be told that again. And, I mean, like, next week, we don't need that, really. It'd be cool, but we don't need it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
If the episode has other stuff to do, other things on its mind...
No, but seriously, what the heck? What the hell has it... I mean, sorry. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
What has RPM so far have done that is like, oh, well, we need to focus on this? Like, I mean...
Maybe they could focus on a Megazord fight for once. I don't know.
Before, what is it? Which episode? Three is a Crowd? Even before then. Even though Three is a Crowd is not a great example. Like, they've just been like, oh, okay. All right, Dylan. Okay, my system. It was just kind of like, okay, they do the same thing. Okay, the sister and the blood, and then the same thing. Blah, 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 blah. So it's not like, oh, wow, well, we got to, like, cut that stuff out, so we got to focus on this. I mean, because, like, you know, still Summer is still a crackhead, and then Fling, you know, woo, two episodes. So, I don't know. Maybe if I saw more, I would done with the
people. Is there a question in there, or what? Are you asking a question?
I get what you're saying.
So yeah, but if they did take away the entrance explanations, then they could give Summer a personality, and they could give Flynn more screen time.
But then they haven't, so then we need something else.
They're not going to work magic, okay?
They need to shift their priorities, I know. But
they're not going to work magic and suddenly make Summer interesting.
There's still time.
They don't have to work magic, really. I don't think they have to work magic. They just have to, you know, do something else. But... that's probably not going to happen, so...
Whatever they do is going to be too little too late, I think.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
They could. I mean, one solid...
They could, episode. But they're not.
basically. I mean,
unless they give me a Yellow with Evil five-parter, I don't think it's going to happen.
Yellow with Evil five-parter. You don't want to... What's the one with Ronnie?
Hello, Thunder.
What was the other...
Oh, Yellow Thunder.
Wow, yes. That's hilarious. No, what was the episode with Ronnie? Well, that was a two-parter, and it was like craptacular. What was it? Ronnie on MT, I think.
Yeah, yeah. You're asking me to remember Overdrive.
I think that might be it.
I think so. So
I just got that pun right now. Isn't that funny?
I didn't even watch it, and I got it.
Yeah. I'm on the list. Wow.
You know, so I mean, even if like she got like another two-parter, I mean it would be like it would be fantastic, like her first two-parter.
Oh, God, it was a two-parter. Halloween one. Oh God, it was Mac dressed as a robot.
Yeah.
Well, that was cool. Hey, you shut your mouth. I mean, I don't like the episode, okay, but like that was a cool little touch. That Mac dressed up like a robot for Halloween. So, anyway.
No, of course.
Was that foreshadowing?
But, yes. Wait a minute. You don't know?
Well, huh? I know that he was a robot, but I don't know what happened in Overdrive. I didn't watch it at all.
Why? You have to suffer with everyone else. No, I actually, I'm talking like I totally hated Overdrive. I didn't hate it, but yeah. there were a few issues like that.
Yeah, I'm looking at the highlights of Ronnie on Empty. There was the much ballyhooed Norg will team up. That was great.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Here's Dax buried up to his head in sand. That must have been hilarious.
Norgan will. Douches RS.
the crazy knight doing a rider kick.
What?
Why is
Sudden
Light's doing a rider kick.
Yeah,
this is a great episode. It was totally worth two parts. here's Benta in whiteface.
Yeah, so I don't have many hopes for Summer. I do not.
God, that's how bad she is. We talk about Summer, we end up talking about Overdrive. That's at least with Scott, I ended up talking about SPD.
I know, that's hilarious. Wow.
Just make it a little sad.
Yeah, it kind of is. But we still have the Dome Dolls.
Oh, snap. That's RPM Nights. That's all I can think when I hear this.
Okay, it's time for me to take off the oven. So this will be my last time going away.
Take off the oven.
Take off the oven. Take it off.
Take off that oven.
It's okay. Dead silence.
There's the other one that actually plays the entire theme song.
Really? They could fit that all onto one chip?
Yeah, and it plays it in three different versions, like with lyrics, with instrumental, and then there's like a...
That's cool!
Yeah.
I would like that.
It came with the CD.
Oh.
What's cool?
The engine soul that actually plays the Go Under theme.
Lord have Jesus. It plays the whole
theme. Yeah, see, if it was like something that wasn't Go Under, maybe that would be better, I think.
The song's all right. I like it.
Good song. No, I like the song. It's just
the dance number at the end is awesome.
I don't know about that. With that rap?
Yeah, I actually like that.
I didn't like the rap.
We're involved.
Yeah. I didn't like the show, but I liked it.
Yeah, I didn't stick with it either.
It was okay, but it was nothing special.
No?
Yeah, there was no story. No story at all.
Shin Kendra's kind of boring me, too.
Oh,
I know.
But it's kind of fun.
Sue!
And Mako can't cook. She tries to cook and she can't.
Great.
Someday she'll make a great wife.
Yes.
She can live up to her dreams just like Summer.
It's funny because she tries and the others eat it and they pretend they like it.
It's comedy.
Did you finish your cake?
Yeah, it's done.
Oh, success.
Why do you sound so like...
Because... It's whatever.
It sucks.
I'll just eat the top.
Did you burn it? Let me guess, you burnt the outside and it's mushy in the middle.
See, that's what happened like an hour ago.
See, that's why. Okay. That's why I was like, hey, I thought it would be done by now.
I know.
So you made it again.
Yeah.
You're not good at making food.
You're Mako then.
You will never be married.
Yes. Look, I can cook, alright? I just, you know, the baking part, well.
So far, you haven't proven it.
Oyster furry, I haven't died! Okay, so.
What was that? Can you repeat that?
No. Moving right along. Moving right along. So.
You know what I said to that?
We.
So anyway,
I'm not. No. So we are going to continue on with this episode discussion.
Okay.
And so Flynn and Gemma are working together.
And then they have the crazy 80s montage.
Which, yeah, which was so random.
I didn't think anybody else was going to catch that. I swear they were playing Take on Me.
Yeah, totally.
It did sound like that.
What? Really? The best you can come up with is Aha.
Well, they were stealing like movie references early on in the series, weren't they? Was this part of that?
Well, I mean, I guess. But I mean, before it was all like sci-fi type stuff, and now it's like,
yeah.
Lisa, okay. Seriously, like, we get it.
Maybe there's just some film out there that we haven't seen with a scene like this. I don't know. With a weird 80s.
But RPM has been using like various types of music, you know? Like, they actually use music that have lyrics. And,
well, like episode one, yeah.
Yeah, they had some crazy music.
And the last episode.
Beating up Grimes.
That was the last one.
It was somebody getting into their car or somebody. And they were playing, yeah, it was in the background.
It was like actually on somebody's, like, radio or something.
No, it was just in the garage, like the garage music.
Right. Like,
honestly, I almost never noticed music, and the only times I've noticed in this whole entire season was episode one and 80s montage. I just never noticed music.
Yeah, and both times were like amazing
to me. Like, this isn't like MMPR when there was a crazy song every time somebody did something.
Right.
Here we fly at Angel Grove High.
Ranger Grove,
yes.
I'd like to go there.
The song they never played enough was the song when Bulk and Skull were becoming police officers.
Oh, no. Shape it up. That one was done after the first episode because they played it so many times during that episode.
I love that song, though.
No.
Good stuff.
That was horrible.
Aww. But I do miss all the fight songs from the old days.
Yeah, I miss them, but I wouldn't want them.
Instead of all this shaking camera movements going on now.
Okay, yeah. Actually, they're getting a little bit out of control. Like, yeah. Everything is like a shaky cam.
Let's just bring back the smooth cameras and bring back the cool music.
Gotta have the shaky camera, because Vengix is going to attack them with Cloverfield.
You know, I did think it was pretty cool when the series first started, but it's like, it's getting old now.
Yeah, it's like when everybody decided they needed to put Matrix moves in all their stuff.
Right.
It's the fact.
Well, Matrix moves are cool. I like those.
They're not cool anymore.
They're not cool all the time.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's in moderation. Like, the reason it looks good, like, is because you do it once a scene, and it's really magical, and then you stop.
Once an episode would be good. The Matrix moves. I know everybody on the board, they don't really like the wire foo stuff, but yeah. I do.
The Matrix moves are why we got all those slow motion Kalish explosions. Where they go, whoa!
Yeah, they need to tone those down just like one an episode. That would be great.
They've been pretty good at it. I mean,
yeah.
This season.
Compared to the last couple years, yeah.
Yeah, but.
Stuff like Mystic Force and Overdrive is ridiculous with that crap.
Bike in face.
But I do like them. I think they're pretty.
There were times in those scenes where I swear someone punched somebody and it caused an explosion.
No, actually it didn't. It was, wasn't it the two, it was, what's his, oh, it was Overdrive. Yeah.
In Overdrive, Flurious fired ice at somebody and it made an explosion.
They did that this season too, though. Like, with some monster, he shot water at somebody and it caused an explosion. So I'm just saying, not that I like it at all. I don't.
Maybe it was gasoline.
but
so we shot gasoline and it blew up. Like,
yeah, because
it sparked off the uniform. Like it does.
When you touch a ranger, they spark. That would be sense.
It's only physics. Jeez.
Gosh. Don't complain about nothing.
Go back to school, Tristan.
It's all completely logical. Like, it's Power Rangers, you know, morphing Zords. It's all completely logical. Like,
and of course, the point is that, like, in RPM, it happens very little.
Yes.
Yes. Every other season, a lot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A lot. So, but now with the shaky cam, man. I mean, like, okay, I've noticed too, like, the all Dutch angles. It's like everything's on a Dutch angle. Like people just walking Dutch down the street, angle? Dutch angle. When the camera isn't straight on, so they tilt it to one side or the other. So
that's a Dutch angle.
Yeah.
Why is it called a Dutch angle?
I don't even know.
That sounds vaguely racist to me. I'm part Dutch, so I'd like you to take that back.
Wow. When you stop hating black people,
you know what? I am a very, very mixed race. I'm Dutch and I'm German and I'm Irish.
So you're white, basically, so
nope. That is a mix. I'm a mix of egg white and
he's a mix of pale.
Egg white and off white and white.
He's and mother of pearl.
And mother of pearl.
That's right. So yeah, I mean, yeah, there's certain things that they need to cut down, tone it down a little bit. But I did like how Gemma was like, all of a sudden she was amped up. She was like, I'm going to kick Tanaya Summons a behind. What?
Yeah, and then Flynn like twisted her around. That was cool.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah, that was like season one right there.
I know, that was season one.
Crazy totally. Ballet or something.
That was totally season one. Throwback.
And I actually kind of liked Tanaya right there too when she was all crazy like yes. that. Yeah. At least she had a personality right there.
Yeah, totally. Like it was better than her just being sarcastic again. Like,
yeah, but
did she even have lines? Like she just came and just beat the crap out of her, or tried to anyway.
When she was fighting, she hardly right. Before she was arguing with the other generals or whatever. I mean, I didn't mind her too much because she was arguing. She wasn't sarcastic. So right.
Well, she was.
Well, she was, but it was not like...
It wasn't that
it
much.
It wasn't like,
it was there.
Look, I'm going to give you a Street Freak shine, or, oh, look, shapes, colors, and sizes, all in one. All right, it wasn't that. It was like,
yeah.
I want to go
it
out
was
there
very brief.
Get out of my way.
You forgot the best part, though, right before that was when the monster attack happened, and then Gemma told Jem to go on ahead, and he gave her this look,
yes.
like a sad puppy dog. Basically, like, what? Yeah. What? Want me
it
to go without you?
Adorable.
That was awesome right there.
Adorable.
That was awesome because Gemma was like, go! And he's like, That's right. That's right. She got some balls, yo. Love it. Love it.
What's going on? I thought we were, you know.
I thought we were besties.
Yeah.
Or lovers.
Apparently,
okay,
they are sharing the bedroom.
Seriously?
I mean, like... seriously. It's like, okay, so you ready to go to bed?
Oh, they did that in, like, Marvel Comics, you know, the Ultimate line. They made Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch, like, lovers, but they're still brother and sister, which is...
For real, though?
Yeah.
Wow, that's...
They
didn't,
yeah,
they, like,
just
they
reading
like,
between the lines here.
They didn't, like, come out and say it, but based on what Quicksilver said, it was pretty obvious.
That's
interesting.
Thankfully, they quickly killed Scarlet Witch.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, there you go.
Well, that's what she gets for being a sinner.
Yeah, let's not
heathens
to this.
Yeah. Heathens,
you nasty, and you need Jesus.
I throw my Babylonia, throw the holy water. That's right. Oh my goodness, but yeah, seriously, that was, I mean, okay, one time they say it, I was like, all right, so, you know, bunk bed, whatever. But then, like, okay, so you're ready to go to bed? I'm like, okay, wow, like, you guys need to, wow, wow. And then, like, they're in the same room, wow.
I wonder if they spoon, you know?
I was about to say the exact same thing. The question is, who's the big spoon and who's the little spoon?
Oh my. You know what?
I want to know who finished this is the other one.
Oh! Oh my goodness. There's no words. There are no words.
Damn incestuous Asian.
Oh no, seriously, as soon as you let them out the prison, this is what happened.
Yes. Well, they're that's probably where it started, you know?
All Asians are in prison because they're criminals and because they like to procreate with their relatives.
We're deviants.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so I mean, I did like that whole dynamic where like Jem was getting kind of peeved, like, why are we separating? Like, no, in
Yes.
fact, more like why is Gemma with some other dude like all the time? So I was like, awesomeness.
That was awesome. And I hope they follow it up and like really, have a moment. Like it would be
Have a
awesome
moment.
if like well, like if Jim and Flynn have like a little, I don't know, conflict or something, and like Jim gets upset, like outwardly upset, like
You
that would
mean
be
like a little
amazing.
lover's spat because Jem really loves Flynn?
What?
No, because he's overprotective of his sister and he doesn't want to lose that bond. And he feels threatened because Flynn is all up in their Kool-Aid.
And don't know the flavor?
Yeah, that too. I think it would, cause well, now I'm thinking of like, remember like in Power Rangers in Space when like what's his name came on the scene,
Oh,
like
Zane.
Zane came on the scene and
Yeah.
like
Oh, yeah,
Andros had his emo moment where he's like
that
standing
guy.
there like,
Wait.
oh my
He had
god.
a emo moment, really?
Well, the one of the
For
episode.
that particular issue. He
Yes.
was extra emo than his usual emo all the time.
Yes. Yeah, and Zane put his hand on his shoulder and he's like, "What? Well, get this off of my shoulder." And that was cool. So, yeah.
Wait a minute. You know what? What? I'm sorry, tangent, but I never finished that episode. Whatever happened? Like Zane was all up on Ashley and be like, "Hey, how you doing?"
Yes.
And then what happened?
I
He
think it
admitted he was
just.
gay.
Oh.
So Astronomer is a man. Okay.
Well,
Well.
I'm not even gonna say.
You,
No.
he, she was his beard.
Yes. I mean the hair,
Yeah, for real. He looked so
Oh,
gay.
drag queen. Okay,
Which,
so what?
frankly, Andros looked gay too.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, snap.
But what did happen in that episode? Like, I mean,
It's
did
been a
Ashley
while.
and Zane have a thing? Or
No, there was just they
no.
were just friends. I think that's the explanation was. It's like, oh, I'm just gonna hang out with her, but in a platonic way.
Seriously?
I don't remember. It's been a
Seriously?
while.
Ugh.
I have to
Seriously,
watch.
if TJ wasn't there, Carlos would be the manly one of the bunch. What's that
Oh, wow. Who's this Carlos you talk about?
about? I don't
Who
know,
is
some
this?
fag
It's not the real Carlos. That's all I'm
Oh,
saying.
exactly. Sorry. That's a real Carlos. Real Carlos. But anywho, back to RPM. My bad. So, they're montage. They're putting stuff together, whatever. And then there's another breach or something, or.
We were already past that. We're already way past that because we already had them fighting Tenaya.
I know, but there was a part
That's when
where.
the Hammerbot came in.
That's what?
What?
That's when the Hammerbot came in. That's when
Oh,
they
I
split
thought you
up
said
to
the
fight
Hummerbot.
the
What's the Hummer?
Hammerbot. The Hammerbot. It's hammer time.
Oh, they
Yeah.
fall asleep together, which is like the cutest thing
But at
ever.
different times.
Well, no, but yeah, but then they wake
Oh,
up.
I guess at the end, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And then
I
that's
was
when.
too busy being thrown off by the 80s music to notice the end of the montage. I'm singing along.
They woke
Yeah,
up. I think their heads both like rose up at the same time. That's kind of awesome. And
Yeah,
Jem was
true.
all like giving him the eye, like, what?
Then Flynn.
Yes, like, what have you been doing?
Then Flynn realized he was with Gemma, and his head rose
Oh, Okay. And then the hammer bot. Yeah,
Hummer
so the
bot.
hammer bot was really like beating people up and blah 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 blah, and then Jem and Flynn are trying to tell Dr. K, "Hey, look, we got this new thing. Look,
Yes.
we're
And
gonna
she's
use
not
it."
having it.
She's like,
Is I think is this the first time where Dr. K is telling Jem or Gemma no?
Yeah,
I
it must be.
think, yeah. To their faces, I mean, yeah. No,
Yes.
because I mean they have like disobeyed her or whatever before,
Yes.
but
But she's always been like she's never like scolded them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, not that we, yeah, yeah
Because
we
they're
haven't seen.
besties.
Well, it's
Yes.
hard to scold somebody after they give you a butterfly card.
Yeah, and it's like hug, hug, best friends forever.
Yeah.
So, like, I think this is the first time where Dr. K was like, no, you guys are on crack.
Okay. Dr. K was in full-on, you know, raging PMS mode this episode.
She really was.
Basically.
She back-talked Mason effing Truman again.
Yeah, that was kind of nice of the end.
She want to die?
I didn't actually like that. Like, it just felt like they were just trying to do another beat.
You could back-talk anybody but Mason effing Truman.
Well, I mean, if it's appropriate, but in that instance, it just didn't seem like...
It's never appropriate because he's always... He's always right.
Well, his scenes kind of seem tacked on. Like, wrong. He wanted to be in an extra episode, so they're like, all right, we'll write in this little scene here.
Well, I like that he said he's going to send his people, but I just didn't like it when Dr. K was like, no, you're stupid for thinking that, because he wasn't really. I mean, it makes sense for you to want to send more reinforcements or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I guess Dr. K... Whatever, she's full of herself. So.
Wow, really?
Yes. Which I like, but just in that moment, it was just like...
I like it when she's mean to any other person, but not Mason effing Truman.
Nah, but when she threatened to put like stuff in his coffee, that was awesome. No, that was awesome.
It was not cool.
No, actually, that was kind of cool. I like that. That was
kind of cool. I remember liking that one, too.
You're all wrong.
Oh, snap. So, I mean,
disrespect the name of Mason effing Truman.
Disrespecting Mason Truman, who, by the way, is going to be in the second season of Legend of the Seeker. Awesomeness.
What the hell is Legend of the Seeker?
I still haven't seen it.
What?
I've seen, like, parts of one episode. It was on TV.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds stupid.
It seems like one of those Hercules kind of shows where it's all down in New Zealand and they all have the same actors coming in over and over.
Is that Xena crap?
You know what? Yeah. Seriously? Like, you need to die. Like, it's not crap.
I'm not going to get another invite after this one.
It's not crap. It's quite hilarious because there are times where you're like, oh, Lord have mercy. It's like, it's like adult Power Rangers. It really is.
That was all right. What I saw was all right.
You need to record every episode and cut out all of Mason Effing Truman's scenes, put them together on YouTube, and I'll watch that. Only his scenes, though.
No.
I will watch his scenes. I will not watch anything else of some show called Legend of the Seeker.
You know what? Don't hate.
I have this show called Big Brother. I think you might...
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I know, like come on.
Stupid-ass name, so...
It's based on the novel. How is that stupid?
I get it. I'm just saying. I'm making.
Wait a minute, Big Brother's based... What? Oh, yeah, well, duh. But whatever. Anywho, my bad. My bad again. So, we're back.
Big Brother!
No, we're back to how... Okay, so, like, the part of them are finding this hammer bot. And then what Finlan and Gemma are fighting tonight, 7, and they're having a little trouble, or a lot of trouble.
Then they use the warrior wheel.
And then warrior wheel comes out and is really powerful.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Because Gemma loves her upgrades.
For real? Yes.
And Flynn loves her upgrades.
Oh, yeah. He loves her upgrades.
What are you talking about? It's all natural.
For real. If there's one thing I know about Asians is that they always have big boobs.
Yeah, well, it's a common trait among their people.
As long as they're cartoons.
Yes. Or porn stars.
Oh my god.
And we're moving on.
Oh my god, can I tell you about my favorite anime?
That's not the right voice.
Which one? I can't remember which voice I was using.
It was like,
yeah, how about we not?
You know, I like Pocky.
Okay, Pocky. Snack time.
The real thing in the world. Okay, guys. I got the strawberry Pocky.
But yeah, the warrior roll is really strong, and then Jem tries to stop it by himself after seeing the monster get blown up.
He beat a monster by himself in the last episode. I think he could do it. He should.
Obviously not.
He should feel awesome though.
But then he tries to stop it again, though. Like, okay, one time.
He's crazy, so, you know.
He's an award-winning fighter. Of course he's going to stop that wheel.
Yeah, he's got a Medal of Honor Okay, so. Real.
Mm-hmm, whatever. Whatever.
Come on,
the other ones stay. The other Rangers saved his life because they know that it ain't gonna take one person to stop this warrior wheel. No, what is it called?
It's called the Rotatak Zord.
Yeah.
It's the warrior wheel.
Warrior wheel sounds better.
I mean, they're gonna
it does actually.
Gonna call it
all of these names. I can't even keep track of the Megazord name because they're.
I don't remember. There's some Sky Rev. I don't even know.
It's like a valve.
All the Mega. I just call by the Sentai name because that's the only thing I can remember.
They're probably more memorable.
I just call him Go Rotor GT because that's what it is.
Go Rotor. Is that the Warrior Wheel?
Yes.
I like that. Go Rotor?
Go
Rotor GT.
It even says it on the side of it.
Does it?
Yeah, I noticed that. I was like,
if you pause the scene, it says Go Rotor GT and then it says Engine Soul.
Well, you can see it. I mean, I saw it watching it. I was like, Well, they didn't change that, I guess.
I knew there was something written on the little the model that they had, but I didn't see that.
Yes.
I didn't pause it to see what it said. I should go back and find out.
Yes.
So yeah, they tried to stop it.
it's like the Jew Ranger guns, where it still says it very obviously.
And wait, what else happened? I need to stop saying oh. So this is when they're fighting Tenaya 7 and Gemma's going to town and like keeping her behind and da 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 da, and then Flynn's on the floor like like does he then try to go and save Gemma, and that's when he flips her around in junk?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think they do it before and after.
Before and after?
There's
a lot of flipping.
When they did, when they deployed the warrior wheel and everything, they were already back in the van. Whatever.
Wait, yeah, they were finishing up. They were done.
Yeah, they had gotten back in the seats. Yeah.
No, because when they went back in the seats is when she admitted like she was sorry that
no, it was already
for,
going
for her upgrades. Like she thought it was her fault that her upgrades made it too powerful. And
yeah.
And then that's when he got the idea of transferring that energy to the Zords.
Right. Yeah, by that time, they were already, like, trying to stop it, the wheel thing.
Jim had already gotten beaten down by the wheel.
Yes.
By then.
Yeah.
So
then there was a Zord battle, and then the episode was over.
Well,
how much more do you want to say? There was a Zord battle.
Well, because then Flynn, like, screams at Dr. K, and he's like, listen, woman, you better, with your crappy haircut and your, you know, PMS, you need to listen to me.
Your club foot?
That's right. Right? It's like, he's like, I'll give you two club foots if you don't listen to me right now.
Oh, snap.
So you know, then she does, and then they come in, save the day with the Zords, blah, blah, blah. And then the final end is when, nighttime.
Yes.
It's so not fair when you have a giant Megazord that's like twice as tall as the monster, and then you also have the big wheel. So not fair. It's ridiculous how unfair Zord battles are in Golanger, especially when they get the other three Zords. It's like bigger than like effing, I don't know, Pyramidus. It's so damn big.
I don't think anything is bigger than Pyramidus.
It's friggin' huge. It's so ridiculously huge.
Well, that's good, because they need to save the day.
It just doesn't seem remotely fair.
It's like,
I feel bad for the monsters.
You feel bad for the monsters? Really? 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 You want the monsters to win?
At least
you want evil to win? Is that really what you're saying right now?
Yes. At least in Shinkenger, they like constantly have a bunch of foot soldiers grow tall, too.
Which is awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of different. I like that.
Yeah.
They always have like, masks. Whatever. She's like, whatever. Not Power Rangers. I don't care. Damn agents.
Oh. But then we get to nighttime.
Yes.
Don't say it in that creepy voice again.
The Dome Dolls.
You're worse. I don't know what's worse, creepy voice or Ron Radio voice. They're both pretty bad.
Oh, snap. But I the ending
on Power Rangers.
the ending was good. The ending was very good because Jem was not having it.
Yes. Jem totally C-blocked him.
Yep.
Like, slow your roll.
Basically.
Oh, you're so right.
He gave him a face, and it wasn't Puppy Dog.
Face.
Oh, snap. But I liked, what was Jem saying in her diary again? Oh, yeah, that Flynn is not so simple anymore.
It's not so simple. They use the title again in the dialogue. Yeah. Just like, yeah.
I know you're a big fan of that, Lisa.
Yep.
I like that.
Yeah.
It brings it all together. It puts a nice little bow on top. It's great.
No.
Yes.
You know, but she's simple, so I will forgive her.
She's simple. She's a genius, first of all. She might be a little weird, but she's a genius, so there.
Yeah.
She is a simple child. That's why I forgive her.
Build nuclear bombs and stuff.
Why do you hate children so much?
Why do you hate black people so much? You never answered that question.
I hate them because they're lazy.
Wow. Whoa. Well.
Wow.
I'm not comfortable here.
Okay, so send your email, your hate mail.
To Jare. JDF'd.
You know what? Every once in a while, I'm going to answer the rhetorical question, so,
Anyway.
You know, I have like 50 different answers for that question, and each one's more insulting than the last.
So, like, but you could not be, I don't know.
Not talk.
Douchey? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Douchey.
Oh, yeah.
Truth hurts.
Nope. Nope, it's not the truth when it's coming from the racist.
But I totally know a black person in real life. Wow. How can I be racist?
Some of your best friends are black.
I thought you didn't see race, Jer.
Some of my best friends pick cotton.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
You're going to demand reparations, aren't you?
It's amazing.
So, we're going to rate this episode now, because I think it's about that time.
Are you going to cut this part out?
I don't know yet. I think people should really know the truth.
The real Jer.
People should be, it's about time that the world know.
Yeah, I mean, because they already know about how you like to make death jokes.
Hold on. Time to ease the tension. And we're back.
It's not easing the tension at all.
It's ramping.
My tension has been eased.
I don't like you. We're going to rate the episode. Let's rate it. Let's go.
Okay.
So, who's first?
You.
No. Last time I was second to last. So, at least let me be second.
No, you're first.
No.
First.
Do I have to pull my It's My Show card?
Nope, you just have to read the episode.
No.
Do it.
No, actually, you know what? Spy should go first.
Engine Soul tells you to do so.
I'm going to give this episode a 3. I know.
Oh my compared, God. You're banned.
Compared to... But compared to last week, I thought, it just didn't hit as high a mark as the one that featuring Jem. So I thought that giving her the crush on Flynn, I thought that was kind of delving into summer territory. Like, we don't need another girl defined by her relationships. So, it was just kind of awkward.
Wow, I don't know. From Flynn's side this time.
Well, I mean, it was a weird mix, but I didn't feel it. But I do like that Flynn got a focus episode for once.
Yeah.
And I like that... actually, the general, which one is he? I don't know his name, but the gold one, he finally got a little bit of personality in this one. He was like, oh, yeah, I'm designing this monster. Yeah, he wasn't like another bumbling idiot. Yeah.
Oh, I kind of like that. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know his name, but...
I think it's
the gold one, like Jem?
No, the gold monster.
No,
somebody called him Shifter.
I think
there's Shifter and Crunch, but I don't know which one is which.
Yeah, I never know. I honestly, I don't want to know at this point. Like, I don't care.
There is Izzy and Paparazzi this time, right now. I'm calling them. I don't know which is which, but.
Yeah, we don't know which one is which.
Which one do you want to be? You get to pick.
Oh, in this one or in the Dino Thunder? Because I've already picked that one.
This one as well. This one.
This
as well.
One.
Because there's no.
Oh. Because I kind of like the crazy face on the green one.
That's it. You're tonight.
But I don't want to be.
You're Tanaya. You're done.
Whatever. I can't believe I am Tanaya. Oh my god.
We're gonna edit your part out of the cut.
Yeah, I think I need some clever editing. That would be great.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
People will be responding to nobody.
Whatever. If you're going to edit me, fine. Whatever. I don't care. I'll just go out and do some other podcast. I don't care.
Really? What other podcasts? Really? Really?
The Hero Power Show, maybe?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah. Only losers do the Hero
Power. My star is rising, Lisa. My star is rising. You better watch out.
Oh my!
Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's hilarious. Okay, so all right.
I do believe I have a video available on rangerscast.com.
Oh boy!
Oh boy!
Of Dan Southworth, didn't you check it out?
No.
It's a video excellence. Go watch it.
Okay, I'm gonna rate the episode now. So I'm gonna give it a 4. And up to this point, I didn't know why it wasn't like 5 for me. Until Spy made that very, very interesting point about, like, oh, look, another girl.
And she has a crush on another
she
guy.
She has a crush on another guy. But you
what
know
a unique
difference?
Story.
But you know what the difference? The difference with her, though, is that she's actually smart. And she is actually. Wow, that came out wrong. Or maybe not. No, she's. No, but
you're
she's
calling
actually
a complete idiot. That's what
you're
saying.
I'm not saying she's a complete idiot, but she's
just, pretty damn close.
She has flippy hair. So but no, she but Gemma, yeah, like she actually like contributed in other ways than just having a crush on a dude. So
yeah.
I, you know, so the episode was a 4. It was a good solid 4. I liked it. It was good times. I didn't have many complaints. So it wasn't amazing. Like,
no.
Yes, like not yesterday's, but last week's.
But
it was good. Good times.
Okay, you know what? This was a 5 out of 5.
What?
Anything Jeez. Less would be uncivilized. This was actually even slightly better than last week's episode.
No,
what?
No way.
And last
wow.
week was awesome, but this was even better. I don't buy the whole Gemma is defined by Flynn thing, because I liked how at the beginning he was her least favorite, and even
yes.
now, and they're like slow burning it, they're not making it so friggin' obvious, like dumping a load of water on them while they're hugging or whatever.
Well, that is
well,
true.
That took them 20
that
episodes.
But, oh my god. The second Dylan popped on the scene, Summer was like, I believe in
well,
you.
Yeah.
I think you're more than a rebel without a cause.
In the beginning, it was.
Well, she was right.
It was, yeah. I mean, in the beginning, it was. But then it was just like getting heavy-handed.
Gemma is taken a little while to be won over by Flynn, and I like that. And they got a buddy-buddy relationship, you know. With Summer and Dylan, it's all broody and, oh, I gotta rescue you, and melodramatic and all that crap. Gemma and Flynn are just, yeah, we're buddies, whatever, you know. It's good.
Maybe something more.
It's realistic. You know, it reminds me of the whole Ethan subplot with Cassidy.
Oh, Cassidy, yeah.
It makes me think of that. Where it was realistic, you know. It wasn't just all of a sudden, oh, I love you so much, oh, crap like that.
Yeah, no, I liked Ethan Cassidy. Oh,
it was cute. It's a cute relationship, you know, between
well,
two
it's
characters.
All right, but. It's not like I hate it, but I just don't like the fact that both of them have to be crushing on people.
Well, yeah, and Gemma's been defined as crazy a long time ago. She wasn't defined by Flynn.
Well, yeah, that's what. At least she would have something different.
Yeah, she's got her relationship with Gem, which makes it more interesting because you know it's like
yeah, that's the more interesting one.
Detective
I want to see that one explode a little bit more.
Hey, you know what? How about you stop being filthy?
What's that?
How about they stop being so filthy first?
Yep, the protective brother thing is an interesting angle, and
yeah,
so,
I do like that.
And
so.
it's two characters that would not have focus otherwise. So let's put them together.
And it's good that if this relationship does continue on into further episodes, maybe they will explore that protective brother
thing.
That would be nice.
I love the relationship. Because these are like,
but not the actual relationship itself. I don't care about that too much.
Yeah, and Flynn and Jim are like two of my favorite characters. So to put them together, you know, that's peanut butter and jelly right there.
Really, Gemma over Jem?
It's similar. I mean, they're right. They're 1A and 1B.
You know, I didn't care for either of them, but after last week and this week, actually,
herpes one,
I would
herpes
say
two.
You know, I kind of liked Jem a little bit more.
They've been awesome since day one, and you know it.
They have.
No, they have not.
Thank you.
Yeah, we have. And
they're crabs, okay? They are crabs.
Everything about this episode was awesome. I love the fact that Gemma basically defined the entire team in the span of 1 minute, because some of them need to be defined quickly because they suck. And it was kind of, yeah, they kind of like point, like someone said, they pointed out like the flaws of the characters that we've all been noticing. It's nice when they cop to some of the stupid things they do.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Oh my gosh, no, I forgot. What's his face said? Flynn was telling Gemma. Okay. Flynn was telling Gemma. You're not gonna finish my sentences, are you? Amazing, amazing,
yeah. That's
amazing,
another one. Yes.
Amazing. It's like the writers were just speaking to us. They were like, "Yes, we know." They're gonna stop now.
Okay, so yeah,
we're sorry.
The episode was full of cuteness, and it did really good repurposing of Sentai footage, like the beginning with Flynn failing. And I think it all worked. It was a very, very nice blend.
There was a lot of Sentai footage in this one.
It was, but it didn't feel forced, and it was nice, nicely.
Well,
it was
just different because they don't use it. I was like, oh wow. They're going back to the roots.
It was a nice balance of Sentai footage and original stuff without feeling forced.
Yeah. It really felt natural. I didn't feel like anything was shoved down my throat. So yeah, you can make a good episode that uses Sentai.
Yeah, like most episodes of Dino Thunder.
Well, the first half, at least.
Don't even.
The second half gets way too much crap that it doesn't deserve. Oh my god. If you want
to. The stuff that followed it, yeah.
If you want
to. No. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you compare it to the first half, then the second half is really kind of messed up.
No, it's
like,
not
completely. There are still good episodes.
No,
but
it's
like,
not messed up at all.
No, it's not messed up at all.
If you want to rag on the finale, go ahead, but. Overall, the second half was not that bad, and it was better than a lot of the crap that's out there.
Okay, but compared to the first half,
it wasn't that much. It wasn't that much worse. No, it wasn't. It really wasn't.
No, it just took everything that was good that was building up and just said, "Well, f you," basically, because you're not going to get the good finale, the conclusion to all of these little stories that you want. Instead, we're going to give you this, which
Fine.
Is not. No.
It was fine.
It really is not.
No, I know. People had too many expectations.
Well, yeah, based on the strength of the first half. That's what I'm saying.
No,
like,
based on Tommy.
Forget Tommy. I don't even like Tommy.
Because Zeltrax is clearly Jason or Kimberly or Catherine.
Okay, let me just say that in the past we have said that we like Dino Thunder not because of Tommy. Like, when people bring up, oh, you only like Dino Thunder because of Tommy, it's like, no, there were other characters that we liked in the show. So, nah, you can't be using that excuse now.
Remember, the second half had all those great episodes where Tommy was stuck in a suit. Those were great episodes.
No, they weren't.
I don't remember any.
Were you being sarcastic there?
No, because he was stuck in a suit, so I thoroughly enjoyed it. He wasn't doing much. He was sitting. He was sitting in his lab. And...
No, he should have been just gone and not in a stupid suit. That just killed my. It established a certain level of believability. Yes, I know it's Power Rangers, blah blah blah. But like, there was a certain level, right? And then when he's stuck in a suit all the time, and obviously he's going to need to eat and go to the bathroom, you just think, well, what?
Wait, more silly.
The energy sustains him.
Wait,
Peepus doesn't eat.
Wait.
Or poop.
You
poop rainbows.
You believe a whole bunch of other crap. In these whole bunch of other seasons that are a whole bunch of other crap, but then your problem with Tommy is that how does he eat?
No. Okay, but it's not. It's not just.
No,
the logic.
See, you know what? You know what?
It's not just the logic of that. It's the eyesore that he's there and he's in his stupid person. He's a human being, but he's trapped behind this ridiculous mask when everybody else is talking normal with their human faces and expression.
I'll tell you what. I'll worry about Tommy's ability to poop when you worry about their ability to have spandex that acts as armor, and how giant monsters can appear. And how people can breathe in space.
Right, okay, so anyway, I moved on from the logic thing and the fact that it's an eyesore. I mean, is the primary problem that he is a person, and he's not allowed to be a person because, obviously, it's a behind-the-scenes problem. Instead of putting him in a suit, I really would have preferred if they had just said he's lost or he's, you know, he's absent somehow.
He's lost?
Or he was captured.
I mean, do you want me to write the story right now? Like,
yes, got tied to a tree by two putties for 50 episodes.
What? Should have put my morpher in my bag.
Oh, no.
You know what? That was a very compelling episode. Y'all need to shut the hell up. I hate you all.
Yeah, I can't believe that Jer is fighting Tristan when he's saying, oh yeah, Tommy was an eyesore. You should have been out of there. And Jer's like, no.
Honestly, yeah. The thing is, agree with the guy. So many interesting characters that I didn't really care about Tommy at all. Either way, really, the other four Rangers were interesting. You know,
well, no, they were.
Cassidy and Devin were interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't crap if Tommy was there or not. It's not. It wasn't even a matter of I like him or I hate him. It was if he's there, good. If he's not, I don't really care. So eyesore didn't really matter to me.
Well, as a human being, yeah. But then when he's a suit talking to people, socially talking to people as a Power Ranger, I mean, come on.
No, yeah, I do think that it went on too long. I think that they could have changed it up. I do. I mean, like, he's stuck in a suit. Okay, he's stuck in a suit or whatever. Okay, fine. Then, like, if he goes fight somewhere or whatever, let's say he got captured or something, and they're like, oh, crap, what are we going to do? And then, like, they try to figure out what we're going to do, but in the meantime, they have to deal with other, like, problems and stuff. And then by that time, you know, then he's slowly come back, but then that's when they made him invisible, quote-unquote. So
terrible.
You know what? If they keep coming up with reasons to make him not be there, it's going to make him look like a bumbling idiot.
No, it's not.
They don't have to come up with multiple reasons, just one, and just have him stick to that and like, not be stuck in this. I mean, if he started out stuck in amber or some crap like that, right?
Right,
I mean,
yeah.
He was stuck in amber for a bit.
Like
then he got out the amber.
Contrived up something. No matter what, it's going to be contrived, and we all know that. But I'm just saying, you could contrive up something a lot better than him being stuck in a suit. Yeah.
I'm just thinking about Bulk and Skull are monkeys. Oh wait, now they're invisible.
Terrible.
All I can think of.
You know. So,
that was just for a little bit though.
But so yeah, I mean like I kinda agree. Like I mean there's like part of me where it's like, okay, it's enough. Like, really, it's enough. I think there was like one episode where I think it was Kira was helping him like clear out some crap or whatever, because what else he's gonna do? So he's stuck in this suit.
Go to Brooklyn.
Yes, she's gonna go to Brooklyn. Help him out. How you doing? But yeah, like he was helping him out and he was looking through stuff, whatever. And so that was like, okay, you know, he had a moment there, but everything else it was just like, okay, well, it's like stuck in a suit, all right, let's come up with something else, and then stick
to that. You know what would have been really awesome? If they would have brought back an actor that was willing to do the whole season.
Basically.
That would have been,
To be honest, I
mean. Aging Johnny Young Bosch.
Well, or just some random.
Someone who's been a Black Ranger before, hello.
But it's not even about willing to do the season or whatever. I mean, if you are running other crap, other businesses and junk, and you gotta go back home and take care of it, then that's what you gotta do.
Look at all these great second half of the season episodes, like Fighting Spirit and Tootin' Hawkins Curse was a good episode.
No, it was not.
How about a Ranger?
What's wrong with Fighting Spirit?
A Ranger Exclusive was a good episode.
No, Fighting Spirit was fine.
Mad Mackerel. Hello.
Mad Mackerel. That was awesome.
I hated that.
That was amazing.
That was one of the greatest episodes of Power Rangers ever made.
That's got to be like one of my least favorite episodes of all time. Like,
wow, you are such a communist. Why?
I just, wow. Like, do you really want me to go? I just did not like it.
No. Do you have something against the cavalcade of cartoons?
Oh, what? Cavalcade of cartoons.
Because I will hook you a cartoon spectacular.
Oh, God. See, yeah, that's, all of this is why I don't like it. It's part of the reason why
Did you not like Tootin' Hawkins' Curse? That was a good episode.
You know what, like, what I remember, I don't really like the fact that they, like, apparently, like, brought back some mummy-type thing.
That was the episode where they built Ethan a bike, and they're like, and Tommy's like, can it fly? Kind of needs to fly.
Good stuff. But that's, we're not really talking about Dino Thunder. We're talking about RPM and rating the episode because Tristan hasn't yet.
We don't care about Tristan.
Oh, all right.
The important people already rated it.
So anyway,
yo, Tristan's about to cut you, yo.
The Passion of Connor was a good episode too. Tree Girl.
You know what? I did like that episode. But anyway, are we talking about Dino Thunder or are we talking about RPM here?
A test of trust. Awesome.
I kind
of
want to talk about Dino Thunder. Thunderstorm. Oh, wait. Sorry. I sound like a Wild Force apologist if I reference Thunderstorm.
Thunderstorm. What? I don't get Wild Force.
Because Wild Force apologist always reference the team up as a great episode whenever they try to defend Wild Force. Let's go with the team up, guys. You gotta help up the team up.
Yeah, but we've mentioned other episodes, so.
Yeah, so you're okay if you like the team up, because you have other episodes to back you up.
And I mean, I've mentioned like 10 billion times that like I did like that Wild Force team up, or both of them. Well, Reinforcements from the Future, but I liked it for reasons other than the usual fan service-y, oh my god, it's two teams together and big explosions and blah blah blah. Like, that's in every one, but that particular one I liked for reasons other than that.
Okay. You say so.
Just saying, you know. Never, I mean, a lot. I do understand that there's a lot of people that do that. They're just like, yes, best episodes, Countdown to Destruction, Forever Red, da 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 da. And I'm like, well, you know, some of those are pretty cool, but not all of them would be on my, like, top 10 or top whatever, you know. There's better written, better acted.
Basically, anything with Hunter in it is in your top 10, isn't it?
Not really. No. No.
Good.
No, Good Will Hunter? I don't think so. No. That's him and his, like, little brother, whatever. What, I don't even know what it's called. But his charity work episode, that was stupid.
I swear to God, you defended that episode last week.
No, I did not.
God, you did.
I defended Hunter as a character in the show, but no, I hated that episode. That was, like, really annoying.
I think you did.
He didn't have many episodes in his own.
Recording, you can go back and look at it, or listen to it.
We're going to need to review the tape.
Please do. Instantly. And then get back to me and then tell me why you're wrong.
I think he just cut you.
Good time.
So rate the episode, Tristan.
Okay, so RPM.
We're out of tape. Sorry.
It's what?
We're out of tape. Can't record anymore. Sorry, you're done.
I didn't hear you. So.
That does it for NPS. Join us next week.
Alright. Oh, the episode gets a 4. I mean, I really like this episode, but definitely last week's was better. And this particular episode, I don't know. I don't want to say that it has anything to do with Judd Lynn or whatever, or be one of those people, but like it did feel a little bit more the way everything was structured, the story, it felt a little more, I don't know, pedestrian, like normal, like ordinary. Like you set up the problem with Flynn. You know, like well, first of all, you introduce the fact that he's awesome, right? And then of course he has to fail and be sulky for a few minutes, and then come back and create the new, you know, device that's going to save the day in 2 seconds, that's needed right at that moment. So of course it comes in at that moment, and then they save the day, and then we go to commercial, and then we have our last little, you know, goodbye scene.
Little bow chicka wow wow.
Yeah, which was awesome, but you know, it was a little bit more standard than some of the other RPM episodes that we've had. Like I really liked, I mean, episodes where, because usually the last act of the show is always them talking and just being like, ha 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 ha, that completely unfunny joke we're gonna laugh at, and then the camera's gonna like freeze frame on them laughing, and that's gonna be the end of the episode. But in RPM, a lot of times the last fight or whatever will go into the last act, and then they'll go out like right when they're done or whatever. Which is cool because it's different from what Power Rangers normally is, like the formula or whatever. This episode didn't do that. So.
Sorry.
Not that that's like a huge deal, but you know. It felt a little bit more ordinary compared to normal episodes. So it's a 4 there.
See, to me, a typical Judd Lynn episode is basically the Sentai episode without Asians in it. So.
But see, that's not Judd though. Like,
okay, especially blame someone else.
If you bring no, I'm serious. Like, if you bring up like Time Force or something like that, like literally, like it's been said that Greg Aronowitz. Oh crap, what is his name?
Sakur.
Jonathan Zatcher. Right, that's it. Okay,
no, Sakur.
Sakur.
How is that a name?
Oh, okay. Sakur.
That's the way Cheryl said it on the tape.
That's the way I corrected her.
Oh, so you corrected her?
Okay, so, all right. Well, a number of people have said it, you know, a couple different ways.
Who cares? Anyway.
So, anyway, the point is, Jonathan Zatcher was, or Sakur, was the guy who was, like, running the show, even though Judd Lynn was, like, the head writer, right? And his philosophy, he was quoted in an interview or whatever, saying that basically he really likes the Sentai so much that he wants Power Rangers to be like it, right? And so in Time Force, like, Judd Lynn was quoted as saying, like, he wanted the show to be a certain way and have more, because it's called Time Force, right? So he wanted pirate ships and he wanted, you know, actual time travel and different stories, but Zakor was basically just kind of like, well, no, but I like Time Ranger, so we're going to do Time Ranger. So even if you have all these ideas, you can do maybe 2 or 3, but then the rest is Time Ranger. So, and that's why, like, then Judd Lynn left, and apparently that's why we got the Wild Force that we got. That was so Gal Ranger.
Crappy.
Well, yeah. Well, Gal Ranger was crappy, so.
Yeah, it was. Wow, it was.
Yeah, so. And then Wild Force just did that, you know, with a few changes. So, like, don't come down on Judd Lynn for
being
creative.
Well, if your name's on the show, you know, you kind of get some blame.
Well, I mean, you can give him some blame, I guess, but if he's not the head guy, which he was not.
Well, he wasn't there on Wild Force. He was gone.
Right. But, I mean, in Time Force, he was a writer, but Zakor was his boss telling him what to write, basically. Within a certain, he had to write within a certain
parameter,
framework or blueprint or whatever. And so you can't really come down on him too hard, I don't think.
What sort of writing do you do for Wild Force? Like photocopy the Sentai script and get some bite out and change the name?
Well, some of those episodes, I mean, go back. I mean, you could watch some Wild Force episode and then watch the Gal Ranger and be like, wow, they really did.
We even took Never Give Up from Gal Ranger.
I kind of want to do that. I haven't seen Gal Ranger.
Don't.
I think it'd be interesting.
Don't.
No.
Don't.
Yes. I kind of want to go with that one guy on Ranger Board and be like, yeah, I want to give this Wild Force another chance. I'll watch it all through like he's doing.
Go for it.
Dude,
you do what you want to do.
No.
Yeah.
Within the last year, I watched Gal Ranger and Wild Force, and I wanted to murder myself.
No.
I wanted to take a hammer made of AIDS and smash myself in the face.
It's,
wow.
Sounds like my Saturday mornings in 2003.
I wonder why.
Oh, Ninja Storm, right?
Why you gotta hate? Why you gotta hate?
Man, just don't. No, and
it was
go.
So bad because my affiliate, they aired it at 4 a.m. So I had to get up early for that crap.
You didn't have a VCR?
I could have, but it's not the same.
Why is it not the same?
I hate that. Yeah, I don't like
Why don't
that.
You just record it and watch it when it airs everywhere else? Then it'd be the same exactly.
Yeah, well, that's a crappy quality.
Yeah, because my VCR. My reception really isn't that
good. Honestly.
Or it wasn't.
Some people say RPM comes on at 6 a.m. for them and they wake up to watch it. I'm like, no. I don't care how much I like the damn season. I'm not waking up at 6 in the morning.
Well, now internet technology is so much better because now I just download it whenever I want.
Yeah, seriously. Well, like, I remember...
Actually, like, amazing encodes that, like, look better than... Honestly, like, it looks better than... on my personal TV, so...
Yeah.
You need to move your, I know, right?
To move your chair up to your TV closer, then.
Yeah, because I remember, like, really early angles, and it wasn't even, like, the whole episode. It was, like, little snippets, and they were, like, 120 by, like, 160.
Yeah, those little things.
And they looked like moving pictures. I mean, it was, like, it was
horrible.
Or
it was
stop motion.
It'd be on that stupid reel player, and it'd have to, like, buffer for, like, an hour.
Yes! Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad those days are gone.
Oh, my goodness. Back in the day, it was awesome. That's all we had.
Yeah, that's all we had.
You know,
I remember watching my O-Ranger versus Kaku Ranger on there.
Oh, my God. Yeah, totally. I did that, too. That was awesome. Oh, it just looked like it was just pausing over and over again.
Yeah.
Dude, I have that awesome bootleg DVD that has all the team ups.
Do you?
Yeah.
All of them?
All of them up to O-Ranger.
Oh.
Hmm. Isn't that when they started though?
No, not all.
They did a few.
The team ups and all the movies.
You mean like the big giant team ups with like.
Yeah, and it has all the individual movies.
I'm not very familiar with them.
Each season, you know how they always do a movie.
Oh yeah, the single ones. Yeah, I've seen that one.
It's all that stuff. I love that stuff.
That would be a good DVD to have.
It is.
Maybe you should bootleg that for me.
If I knew how to do that.
I'd
make copies if I knew how to.
Not that No Pink Spandex condones piracy in any manner.
Yes. The views expressed by the podcasters does not reflect the views.
Yeah.
By the way, I saw Broken Path on my South African DVD that I imported.
Yeah, sure. Well, right, okay. How's the cover art?
It's glossy. Actually, it's very glossy.
Actually, you know, Dan is on there, and so is Johnny, and some chick. Yep.
And some chick. Yep.
Some
chick.
Yep.
That's her name. That's some chick.
Yep.
She's Asian.
And some chick.
So.
No. Some white chick. I don't care.
Is that Koichi's wife, the crazy one? Is that her?
Asian one in the beginning?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, is it?
Of course. I mean, seriously, what other Asian chick?
I don't know. I was just guessing. I don't want to say they all look the same, but...
Oh.
I was confused because she uses a different last name, so I wasn't sure. Because in the credits, there's... The little baby somewhere is actually Baby Sakamoto, is credited.
But yeah, so yeah, that's her. Yeah, but she was actually in the movie, yeah. Because I mean, I remember, I don't remember who broke whose rib. I think Johnny broke her rib.
Wow.
Like, kicking her so hard. Yeah, I think that.
Yeah, there's a lot of fighting. There's so much fighting in there. I would believe if somebody got hurt.
When the producers wanted to make that movie, they didn't want any plot. Really, they just...
Yeah, there's no plot.
They really didn't.
It's all one big Koichi fight scene. It's great.
nobody should ever... No, nothing will ever top Extreme Heist. It was the greatest.
You know, I have that on tape, but I haven't watched my tape.
I have it on tape. My tape is signed.
That's great.
By everybody.
Who's everybody?
Johnny Young Bosch and Jason Narvi and Koichi and Koichi's wife.
Whoever was at Paramorphicon at the time.
Those are the four main people involved.
Yeah, you got everybody.
Does his wife have a name? Like,
although, Paul Schreier was in there too.
Just
for
say,
a
do
bit.
We care?
Her name is A Squad Pink.
Somebody gave her some name.
Oh yeah, what were the fake names? I can't remember.
I don't know. They were not funny, so I didn't.
I remember Beavor. I remember that.
And that's about it. Yeah.
But I'm like, well, no, he's a walrus. Why is he B4? I don't
get it. Roar.
Oh, wait a minute. There's a little bit of news. A little bit.
What's that?
The super secret Power Rangers project that...
We know what it is?
Oh, snap.
So, our man JC.
Oh, JC.
Your favorite friend. He was saying that he's pretty sure that they were talking about their photo shoot for the No Hate campaign.
Who the hell cares?
Wow. That's... Okay.
Because Blake said that it would take place on the 17th of this month, and Hayden posted on his Facebook that on the 17th that a team of Rangers were at the studio doing a hate group photo shoot.
Well, I'm glad that he got them in, but I don't know.
I was expecting... has two thumbs and doesn't give a shit? This guy.
Come on now, Tristan is in the room. He needs to get married. We need to raise awareness for his cause.
I don't really need to, right? not at this moment.
Because
listen,
like,
do you will?
But the thing is that I mean, when I was interviewing them, like,
it sounded like a Power Rangers project. That's what it sounded like.
Yeah, not. I mean, it didn't sound like okay, we're gonna get together for a photo shoot. I mean, which is cool, but I was thinking more of a moving picture. If you will.
Maybe they'll have a TV ad. You don't know.
You don't label it Secret Power Rangers Project. You label it Secret Power Ranger Actors Program.
Well, she labeled it.
Well,
it's Lisa's.
No, I labeled it that way.
Oh, well, then you're the person at fault.
No, but I mean, like, although... they're being mad secretive about it. They're like, oh, I can't tell you. I can't say. I'm like, so, why are they making such a big deal out of it? So it must be a secret.
Anyway, I'm still trying to get my head around a Dragon Knight video game. Is there, like a mini challenge where you have to, like, learn how to act and you can't win?
You know, we didn't even talk about Kamen Rider.
I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it.
I was out shopping for carpet.
Well, that was good.
Did anything happen for
a little something.
Did the plot get advanced at all?
Yes.
Realistically or by your standards?
Well, something happened that affects the show. I mean,
well, yeah.
Did they kill?
Yes.
Somebody got vented. Oh,
good. Then it was a great episode.
But it just took forever, as usual.
We have to have an entire episode of flashbacks where he complains. Oh, I can't be a Kamen Rider.
Because I think it was a part where Lacey, she's walking in the park and she's, you know, calling the bookstore to talk to Maya. And she can't do it. She's like, okay, I gotta do this in person. And then so she goes up. She's about to go in. And then somebody walks in. One of them walk in. One of the writers. Then another one.
Yeah.
Then another one.
Yeah.
Then the two Asian ones. And then so she's just right there by the window. Nobody can see her through the window for some reason. Right? She's right there by the window, and they're all like stare down, like yeah, we're gonna take you down. And then one of them actually pushes Maya, like, and ran, and then Kit's all like, hey.
Yeah. Okay, question. Who's Lacey?
The black girl.
Oh, okay.
So,
crazy outfits.
Yeah. Crazy hair and junk. But yeah, I mean, like, so, you know, kids are, hey, and then, and acting like he's trying to be held back, but not really. and then they're like, yeah, well, you know, we're going to need more space.
Yes. Yeah.
We gotta take this.
So Kit tries to be a man, and the other guy, what does he do, brood? Does he just stand there and brood, or what?
They're all...
The guy who...
The guy with the sunglasses.
Neo.
He holds Kit back. And
does he hold him back, or does he lightly touch him on the shoulder?
Well, no, I mean, they all kind of back up, and then they're like, yeah, we need room, so let's go whatever.
Let's go
through the mirror. And that's what happens. But then one of them, the tall Asian, yes, he transforms, like, there in the store.
Yeah, randomly transforms in the store. Random. Like, oh, yep, I'm just going to be like...
Which, granted, I mean, they have done that before, like, stand in front of the mirror and transform, but yeah, he was, like, the only one that did it. Like, right. Everybody else just walked straight through the mirror.
Do they have, like, a really manly West Side Story standoff between the two sides, or...
I wish.
Do they, like, start snapping their fingers?
I don't even know what the West Side Story reference is. I don't know.
The Sharks and the Jets?
Sharks and the Jets.
You never watched it?
No. Or, well, if I have, I don't remember.
When you were Jet, you were Jet. You...
Dude, you need to turn in your gay card right now.
West Side Story? I don't know.
Yeah, you've lost your like right to be gay.
I guess. Right now.
You really gotta catch up on your musicals. You really do.
I guess.
It's like when I gave Spy 5 man cards, and every time he did something unmanly, I ripped one up. You got 5 gay cards, and you just lost like a couple of them.
So yeah, I mean, it was a really... Oh, I think even before then, JTC was going up to Chris like,
yes,
"Hey, look,
that was awesome.
Hey, look, I don't want any trouble."
And then, hold the case.
He's like, "Hey, look, I'm not here. I'm not here for no trouble. I'm just want to sit down and offer you a little something, something."
Yes. You know?
So I mean, that was cool because JTC is always cool. When Chris was all like, "No, I'm not gonna take your offer," you know, and then so he stands up, walks away, like, you know, and does the Kamen Rider thing, and then JTC's like, "Crack, crack, 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 crack." Okay, he has to crack his neck. I'm like, yes.
Hey, you know what? You're gonna need to start referring to these characters by their Kamen Rider names or by description because I don't remember.
JTC, either. Purple guy, snake.
Snake guy. Okay.
He's a snake.
And then asthma guy.
JTC is the awesome one, okay? Let's
yeah,
like
physically, the good one.
He's the awesome one.
Oja, right? Yeah.
I don't know. But
right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, you're right, Jer.
I have no idea.
But, Oja and Raya.
So okay. Yeah, there's Asthma Boy and JTC, and so they duke it out or whatever. And then Asthma Boy runs away.
He flies away, actually, on his stingray.
Yeah. Okay.
With amazing CGI. But,
his goblin glider.
His cloud kicker.
You know.
Oh,
so,
God.
But that scene was cool, though. I mean, I actually liked that one. It was just everything else after that was just like random stare down, like, yeah.
They did the thing that I like that I hate like in villains is like they go and visit the good guy in the good guy's place, and it's just like, if you know where they live and stuff, well, why don't you just throw a bomb in there or something, or like wait till, you know, follow them home or some crap. So that was kind of it just raised another annoying question in my mind.
Well, you mean like how all the villains in Overdrive knew where the Hartford Mansion was?
Yes. Yes.
Since the first episode.
Absolutely. And then in Dino Thunder, where they knew where they were sleeping, and instead of just going and shooting them in the head while they're asleep, we'll send evil dreams or whatever. And it's like, oh, whatever.
Well, see, that one was weird. Did they really know where they sleep? Because it seemed like they just kind of could see them sleeping, like it was a mental thing.
They could just see them sleeping.
But I thought that on their screen, it actually showed them, like, in bed.
Because that's called television.
Okay, but they didn't.
you have to show the person on the screen so that we can watch it for ourselves.
No, like on Mezagog's monitor or whatever. That's what I'm saying. Like they actually were watching them, and I'm just like, if you can go wherever they go. I mean, it just raises questions.
But that's I mean, I don't know. In that case, that's every season. No, in that case, that's every season.
No. It's not every season. It is Mighty Morphin, and that was annoying about Mighty Morphin. But there, I mean, Lost Galaxy, they never bother with that crap. They just attack the city and go do their thing, and the Rangers show up. You know, they don't try to go to their house or something. Or if they do, I mean, there's got to be an example.
Some
show where somebody gets attacked at their house and then they can't go back to their house because they know the bad guys will be back. On Power Rangers, they won't be back because they're dumb, basically. The bad guys won't show up again.
The Lost Galaxy coma.
Yeah, there was never a thing where, like, I mean, because with Lost Galaxy, their home is on. Everybody knows where they are. Like, there's nothing. Well, there's no like. Oh, I wonder where they are. I wonder where they've gone. You know,
no,
they're on a flying craft.
Yeah,
maybe
but
they're
it's
on the
city.
maybe they're hiding in the other flying city.
Stupid. Okay, it's exactly the same as we're gonna attack Angel Grove. Well, duh, the Rangers are in Angel Grove, right? It's the same exact thing because Terra Venture, the flying city, it is a city. It's the same thing.
Yeah, so they still don't know exactly where the Rangers are staying. They know that they're in the city, but
right, that's
they don't know the exact building. Yeah,
sitting duck. They're a sitting duck.
It's I'm just I'm saying. Every time that they do go to somebody's house or, you know, watch them, you know, totally anonymously, it's dumb. No matter how many times it's done, mm-hmm. the fact that they do it, it shines a light on the fact that this is a stupid thing that they're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
It happens like almost every season, like it does. So because you know they have to come up with some kooky crazy idea to like defeat the Rangers instead of being like really like, oh, let me just go to the house and blow it up. Then there's no show.
Right, but I mean RPM, you know, they at least have the sense to say the place is on lockdown. Our city is on a shield. Even in the garage, you know, they have defenses and crap. You know what I mean? So when somebody shows up, there's a reason why they can't just walk right in and throw a bomb or something or like shoot somebody while they're sleeping because they have crap.
That's well, probably better.
The difference between RPM and other seasons is that in other seasons, Rangers don't actually leave the confines of their safety because they're stupid.
Wait, what?
It's stupid to leave safety?
Well,
yeah.
Or to stay in safety? I don't know.
I mean, at some point you're going to. I mean, people aren't going to stay in their house the whole time, but yeah.
Well, I still want to look at that episode now that we're talking about it.
I think it's better like in later seasons where they have like a base. They don't have their homes like in Mighty Morphin.
Yeah.
Even though they, I don't know.
It's just a contrivance. it's a contrivance that doesn't need to be there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things in the show that
I'm on Trish's side now because I'm reading the review of the episode and there's like no crazy monster or machine that helps Elsa see their dreams. It's just she sees them.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm with you on that one now.
Well, you're just reading a description though.
But yeah, but I assume there was like some crazy monster that hit them with some beam that made it so she could see their dreams, but there wasn't.
No excuse.
It is just I can turn on my monitor anytime and see their dreams. So yeah, that's dumb.
Yeah. And see everything, you know.
Every freaking villain has come up with a stupid idea. So
well, sure, but
think about it is like it's like not the greatest idea or whatever, but part of Power Rangers where I will agree with some people is that like you know, there are certain things like breathing in space and blah 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 and then like these two ideas. I'm not really gonna harp on
it. There definitely are some things you have to suspend disbelief for. So I agree with that.
Definitely. Breathing in space being one of them, sure.
Yes.
I'm fine with that. But when you have moments where they are smart, it just kind of makes you look at the parts where they're not smart and think, well, gee, I wish I had that.
Every villain has been like not smart in some cases.
Well,
like,
look, you brought up Dino Thunder. I mean, Mezugog had maybe 2 off days. Like seriously.
Yeah.
And so when he had those off days, it was just like, oh god. Like, you were so awesome. And now, I have to sit through this one episode where it's not, where you're not the guy, you know, that you were in all the other ones. And it's
again, to be fair, most of the stupid plans in Dino Thunder were Elsa and Zeltrax's plans.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. Here's my question is, how long has Elsa been watching them sleep? She could have been sitting there for like a year.
Yes.
I mean, she's one of those creepos that watches people sleep and treats herself like...
Sitting there with her bucket of chicken.
Yes.
She's a little pedo. That's what she is, a little pedophile, yo.
I'm going to eat chicken. I'm going to watch her sleep.
But there were a lot of mysteries going on with Elsa. Like, what was the deal with the dual identities?
Honestly, Elsa was real. Elsa Ooh, I was so mad. I was just like, really? Like, where did she come from? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, where did she come from? I was so mad. But that, you know, gives people who write the fan fiction something to think about. Anyway.
Yay, fan fiction.
Was she the principal before she became evil?
Well, but that's the thing. They don't say that. Like, literally, all they say is, Tommy calls her Elsa, and she's like, oh, that's what that creature called me, Elsa, and that's it. Literally, that's it. That's the explanation. So she's some girl who's not called Elsa.
Right.
Like, that's it. And that was so disappointing. We go through this whole season, like, who is Elsa? What is going on with her? And then you get to that, and it's like, well, okay, thanks.
I guess I gave Dino Thunder a lot of leeway because I liked it so much.
Mm-hmm. I liked it too, but, you know.
No, there was definitely, I mean, Elsa was a big deal for me. I was really, like, really, really, at the end, really. Because, like, you know, you had this really cool chick who's like beating up people and merciless and junk. I was like, so awesome. And then like she turned into this man. Save me. I was so mad. You know,
she was merciless. You're giving a little credit.
Well, you know, she had her cool moments.
Except for when she scream.
I'm sorry, but when you like start planning. You know, a little, what you call it, little, what's your face? Like, if you start, like, framing other people for stuff and be like, oh, no, oh, I, ooh, really? Oh, I didn't tell him that, you know, Mercer and Mezaga were the same person. Ooh, we? I'm just saying. She was
so evil. She would give kids detention and, oh my God, she was so evil.
Yeah, I mean,
she watches kids sleep. That's really evil.
Let me tell you something, okay? She did not care who she had to step. She would use anybody to, you know, propel herself so that she was the most evil, okay? So she had little slip-ups every once in a while.
What about the time when they were looking for the dino egg and she popped out of it like the genie from Aladdin and just started flying around, that little version of her? That was awesome.
What?
I don't remember this.
You didn't see that? Remember that part? And they were looking for the dino egg, and they had a fake one, and like there was like a little version of her inside it, and she screamed and flew.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one. I do.
It was so awesome.
I need to revisit these series every once in a while.
Hold on, I'll find the episode. It was one of the early ones.
It was the one they were trying to find.
I think it was Beneath the Surface.
I think
was
so.
Is that the one where they were getting the little dinosaurs and they were going to ride them? Is that the one?
No, this is my guess.
That was funny. That was funny, though.
Yes. There's no picture of it. Damn it.
They were like on an excavation or something.
Yeah, it's beneath the surface.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I love that episode. It's awesome.
That was a good episode.
Loved it.
Tiny flying Elsa.
Oh man, how did we get to this topic?
I don't remember.
Dude, this is a creepy picture.
Contrivances. That's what we were talking about.
Oh, right.
We were talking about them.
Yeah. How you forgive some and you don't like others. That's okay. That's all right.
Well, hey, I mean, the thing with Elsa is the same thing. It's like, she's with these kids. She knows exactly who they are. They don't know who she is. She don't do nothing. She could just stab
them in
the back in the hallways. But
okay, yes, because that's a show for Power Rangers.
Oh, yeah. That would be pretty cool.
No, but I'm just saying,
stab you in
like,
the back, blood gushing everywhere.
No, but I'm just saying, like, smartly, if they were smarter with how they wrote it,
but
they
that's
would
the thing.
They would
that's
introduce
like every,
the possibility.
That's every major season.
Which was the season where they said that you have to kill a ranger when they're morphed?
Oh, I hate.
Well, that was Ninja Storm.
Oh, was it? Okay,
really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why they had so many unmorphed, like, foot soldier fights and stuff, because they totally...
At least it's an excuse.
You know,
I liked it. That was one of Ninja Storm's finer points, is that you can only destroy the ranger when they're in their ranger form, and it was so important that they be morphed.
Yeah, at least... I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense, but at least they tried to come up with an
explanation. That's why they had to keep them alive in the human form, at least.
Yes.
I'll give Ninja Storm that. You win this round, Jer.
And he's back to the trail mix.
You win.
Oh, can you hear it?
So, yeah, I mean, honestly, like, the stuff that you're complaining about, I'm just thinking, like, I mean, like, that's how Power Rangers... I mean, oh, really, but... there are so many instances where, like, why they didn't do it like this way? They could have just done it that way, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like...
Well, yeah.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's like every season.
But because it's so easy is the thing. Like,
so why don't you go to them and tell them, hey, look, suck. You should make this easy.
Honestly, it's called Ranger Board.
Honestly, no, because... I don't have an explanation, but I do admit that I do take it on a case-by-case basis, and sometimes it annoys me more than it does other times. I don't know why, but sometimes it does. And I admit, it might be a little hypocritical, but that's just how I feel.
It's just when they highlight it. Yeah. Like with in your dreams, you know, in the dream thing or something like that. It's just like, dang, like, this totally shows me that they could do absolutely anything to these people, but they choose to do this really ridiculous thing instead of the simple way, like, that could just kill them all in 2 seconds. It's nagging.
Giant, like, monster fight inside Hartford Mansion seems like they're just throwing it in my face that they're doing something retarded.
They've had a lot of in
fight. I agree.
Bases. There are things where there are many things about seasons that I do not like. Granted, one of the things that does not bother me so much, used to, but not so much, is that the kooky, crazy ideas that they come up with. I mean, because you know they're going to be kooky and crazy. You know, it's like, really? You had to make a monster out of a purse.
Yes, well.
Out of a purse. I mean, like, seriously, we can go down that road, but it's like,
that was an accident.
Yeah, but at least Rita said it was stupid. Rita said it was stupid, though.
No, it was an accident.
It wasn't on purpose.
No, that was the first time. In Zio, it was another time, because they used Cat's purse. And yeah. The monster.
That's Cat's fault for making an ugly purse.
You know, no, but I'm just, I mean, like, there are so many monsters that are so retarded, but I'm not going to be like, oh, well, that monster's retarded, that monster's, I mean, because it's the show, that's what the show is, they have cooking.
Yeah, but that's, I mean to like... me, like, they can, I don't know, I feel like they can help certain things, and there's other things they can't really help so much. Like, because it's truly part of the fabric of the show, like, in a fundamental sense, like, you know, purse monsters, like, they're going to be there, like, period, no matter who's writing it, no matter who they bring on, you know, you can't stop having purse monsters or whatever monsters, but you can stop having, you know, bad guys making really dumb decisions, you know, within the framework of the Sentai footage and crap. I'm not asking for them to call the Megazords and stomp the monster the first moment they get on the screen, because obviously that's not going to happen, but...
Never escalate a battle.
Well, yeah, it should, but... you know,
sure,
but...
Them not
but some things you can forgive, yeah.
Right, exactly. Like, yeah.
I like that Dino Thunder has such ridiculous monsters, but at least they made fun of the most ridiculous ones.
I do like that, yeah. When they actually bring it, you know, make a joke of it.
Yeah, they.
I don't know if I like that.
They were like, where they acknowledge the fact that they're like, you know, we know these monsters are stupid. Okay, we're with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not pretending they're awesome. Like when, like the Lost in Translation. I love that stuff.
That's
no.
Stuff.
Yes.
So good.
Yes.
No. I think that's why I like Turbo so much. Is that since the show is so ridiculous, that's what they have to fight against is this whole ridiculousness. And so they have to take everything seriously. They have to be like, oh no, we can't have monsters like this.
No.
It's just not right. We can't be having motorcycles that are talking on the street. We have to end it.
Turbo should use more footage where they were driving around in their little go-karts.
That would have been great.
Tommy did bust it out a couple times.
That was just kind of funny since, like, they had moments where their Zords were, like, regular-sized. So it's kind of like, well, what's the point of having the little tiny cart?
Yeah, thing? I don't get it.
Yeah. It's kind of odd, but...
Oh, yeah, but I like that they would... They're not going to draw attention to the ridiculousness because it's a real threat to them.
Yeah, it's kind of hard when one of your Rangers is ridiculous.
Well, that's true.
A small child.
You know, the small child thing can be done, I think, well. It's just they didn't do it well in Turbo. No. Like maybe not. Like no. I don't know. Not in Turbo, because Turbo is about Zordon choosing people, and why would you choose a little kid? That makes no sense. Mm-hmm. But like, if you think of other like hero shows, I mean, like recently, Kamen Rider Decade.
Oh God! Oh good.
No.
Had Kiva, but that made more sense to me because it was a kid and he had this bloodline or whatever, and it was like inside him. You know what I mean? Like. He couldn't control that, but Zordon could control whether he chooses a 6-year-old or whatever it is to be a ranger. Like, that is so, like, what? Like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it would be so bad if the kid hero stayed the kid size, but when they grow into the adult size, it's like, why? Why do you have to have that?
I think that was the most annoying thing for me about the changeover was that, like, the movie happened right after the end of Zeo, which still had Jason sitting around doing nothing. Like, how about you make him the Blue Ranger? I'm not a fan, really... but I wasn't a fan, but I'm like, make him the Blue Ranger.
Seriously? Well, pretty much anybody, like, seriously. Just Ernie, like.
Skull.
Like, it, yeah. Ooh, that would have been awesome.
Who?
Yeah.
Skull.
Skull.
Oh.
Mm hmm.
That's, that really
would have been unique.
I would have liked that.
Spy? Mm hmm.
Mm hmm.
They actually, like, develop him into, you know. Somebody.
Yeah, like the episode of Zio where he played the piano. I love that episode.
Yeah, that one's nice.
Yeah. That was a great episode. There's just something about children and rangers, or children being like super ultra superheroes. Kind of thing, where they're like in spandex or whatever, or tights or whatever, and it's just something about it I just don't like.
I think your perspective might be colored just because it's. I mean,
no, not because it's not just because of Justin, because there was Big Bag Beetleborgs and I didn't like that crap either.
Well, not
the crew.
You seriously need to watch like some like because there's a few different Japanese show. I know you don't like those shows, but like there are a few times where I think it was done much better than how it's done.
Only time I like kids that are superheroes is when they're in cartoon form. That's it.
Listen, okay, Lisa hates kids. Lisa hates Asians. She really hates Asian kids. Okay.
Yeah. You so. Should. Yeah, there's some that I think you would be okay with.
I don't even like kids, regular kids, and freaking rangers. Well, I don't. they're just so little annoying and.
They really are.
Well, to me, it's all about logic. Okay, logically, like that, there's a reason why they get teenagers who, you know, at least in the first few seasons, know martial arts because. If you're strong, and then we give you superpowers, you're going to be super duper strong. So, how is a little kid the best option? You seriously can't find another teenager who is remotely good enough to take that spot on the team. It just—it seems like, even in desperation, you could probably—if you look for an extra 5 minutes, you could find something better than a small child.
Yeah, just walk into the juice bar. Like, there's like 30,000 like different people who would be better than Justin. Like
Tommy's brother?
Yes.
Curtis? Richie?
Crap, get Angela. I mean, seriously, let's bring it back. Bring it back.
All those evil rangers that ended up turning good?
Where are they?
Yeah, seriously.
Let's get Raymond. We need the Jew.
Yes, Raymond. Loved it.
No Jews allowed.
Zordon keep the strict, ethnicities alive.
Zordon has a strict no Jew policy.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, no kids. No. I'm not.
See, that's why I even don't, like, I know you said you don't like Beetleborgs, but at least with Beetleborgs, they kind of had a reason for the kids to become superheroes. You know what? Like, you know, they were.
They did have a good.
But with Justin, there's
and
no.
And that reason was.
It was their wish.
Like a wish thing? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because they wanted to be Beetleborgs, but that.
That made more sense to me.
It made the villains real, too, because they needed a purpose. So.
Right.
So the villains were born when the Beetleborgs were born.
Wait a minute, how did they. Okay, see, I watched like bits and pieces of the show, and I had to quickly run away. So, the Beetleborgs were like a comic or something, or
yeah, it was their favorite comic.
Yeah. Okay. I got you. See, I remember stuff.
Yeah. At least, they were kind of thrust into it. Justin, so what? He found out that they were Rangers, so thus he can become a Ranger. You punch him in the face and say, "If you tell anybody we're the Rangers, we're gonna punch you again." Zordon and Elf are gonna use you for Tiger Zord fuel. They're gonna and then just the real teenager.
And what really got to me was that not only was he a kid, okay, whatever, but then he was this perfect kid and really, 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 really smart. So he was like super duper extra smart, like perfect, like I don't do anything wrong.
Well, he wasn't that perfect because he was going to use his powers against the school bullies
for 2 seconds. Wow.
But still, it happened.
It happened.
He almost did.
The fact that he's a special kid and he's in high school now, and oh my god, like the line where he goes, "I guess I'm really smart" or something like that. I was
like he didn't know.
Wow. Like, wow.
And I always didn't like Justin because he looked like half of his weight was his hair.
Yeah, that was a bad haircut.
He's gonna fall over if he leans.
Turbo was all about bad hair in the first.
For real?
Yeah, really. Because
they all had long hair.
Seriously.
Tommy was so damn frizzy.
Yeah, he bad
some
hair.
Conditioner. Oh my goodness.
Johnny bad hair. Tanya was alright. She was cool. You know.
Because my highlight of Turbo was Johnny Young Bosch falling out of a hammock. It all went downhill from there.
Yeah, and they even stopped doing cat's hair. Like Zio, she had like the hair to die for, and then Turbo, they're like, okay, we're lazy. Screw that. Yeah. Put you in some pigtails. Call it a day.
TJ had some good hair.
Yeah, he was the only sane one in Turbo.
Yeah. Dude rocked it.
Yeah, I guess.
They were. That's how.
You know what? You have a mohawk, so you can't talk.
Well, actually, it up, I chopped it off. Actually.
Let's go. My god.
Yeah. So.
Ball is beautiful.
I don't remember.
God, I need a haircut too. Actually, my hair grows so damn fast.
Really?
I'm like the only person in my family that's not bald. My brother has long hair and it's like thinning like crazy, and he won't admit it. My dad's practically bald. Even my mom's hair's thinning, and I'm sitting here with this huge, massive, thick mane.
Just you wait, my friend. Just
I was gonna say you better start worrying if the rest of the family is that way.
No, because I'm way past the age where they all started where my brother and dad started balding. They were bald by the time. They were balding by
but
the time.
But if your mom and dad are both balding, then it's gonna happen.
Ah no, they say that your hair is,
wow.
Say that your hair is most determined by your mother's father, and my grandpa.
What?
Yeah, and my grandpa when he died had thick black hair.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, and he was like 80.
Wow.
That doesn't even make sense, though. Your mother's father.
It's called,
not going to pass through anybody else.
Well, a hairpiece, my friend. It's called a hairpiece. You just
I don't think I'm going to go bald because my dad and my brother were going bald by the time they were 19.
That's amazing. Like...
And I'm 25 and I still got thick, luxurious hair.
Okay, well, maybe you'll be like normal people who like lose their hair as they're getting in their 30s and 40s.
My hair is like.
Yeah, the 30s.
Oh, spy.
Pony like mane.
What's that?
Don't be jealous of my pony like mane.
I know. It looks like it's getting pretty thin in the front. I don't like it. I see pictures from Anime Expo, and I'm like, really?
Oh,
is that me?
Honestly, seriously, if I don't cut my hair for like 3 months, it's like 6 inches long. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
God.
Make me a wig.
You should have seen. I mean, I got my haircut last time in February, and right now it's ridiculously past my eyes.
Is it really?
It's past my nose.
Why is it so long?
And I had it really short, too, when I cut it in February. I don't know what it is.
It's crazy.
It's so pretty, though.
Oh, boy.
Post pictures.
Oh, boy, it's hot. Oh,
yeah, it is. Jer's talking about his hair. Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
Who is it?
It's hot in her.
I'm not, too.
Don't. I know, Lisa, you're sitting there having a tweak fest.
Oh, God.
Get the sponges out.
Anyways.
Wow. So there is no other new news, right? Nothing, nothing,
Chris
nothing.
Chris is always treating himself like an amusement park, so.
Nothing new. Nothing else that we need to cover.
That I don't know.
We barely talked about Dragon Knight. Oh, well.
I didn't watch it. I'm sorry. I would have talked about it.
But they had this
maybe I'll
really,
watch it next week.
They had this really long fight, and it was fight, and they fight some more, and they fight. And
well, Sting
fight.
Died.
Lisa,
but you mentioned that already.
Did you catch up on last week's episode, Lisa?
The what?
Did you catch up on last week's episode?
Yeah, I did.
How bad was that long fight? See? So bad.
Yes.
The
brothers are going to hold out their thing, and then Len is going to take it away from them, and then give it back.
Did you ever watch the movie They Live?
Nope.
It's legendary for this fight between Rowdy Roddy Piper the wrestler and this black guy. They literally punched the crap out of each other for 8 minutes straight in a back alley.
It's Goliath from Gargoyles, actually.
Right. It just goes on forever and ever and ever, and that's what I was thinking of when I watched that fight. It was so ridiculous.
It did not go on that long.
It's like a running joke on Family Guy.
That is hilarious. I love
that. I'm like, oh my god, stop.
The chicken. Oh my god.
Yeah, it's like the chicken. God.
Oh boy, but I mean, it was really like, why on earth was he just, oh, let me play with the advent decks. Oh la 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 la, they fight. I'm gonna hold them. I'm not gonna put them away. I'm not gonna take them away from you because you're a really big threat. Oh no, I'm going to give them back. Yeah, I mean, like,
wasn't that his purpose though in the first episode? Didn't he want the deck from what's his face? I don't know.
That was before he had made his contract or whatever. So, in other words, like...
Oh, after they're contracted, then you can't take him back? Oh.
Yeah. No takesies, backsies.
Oh, I see.
No takebacks. Mm.
So, I don't know what the rules are in this universe.
Yeah, that previous episode was... Whew.
How many have there been? How long has this been going on? It's been a while.
This is episode, what, 19?
Something like
it's
that.
It's 19, yeah.
Oh, so
yeah.
I could still catch up.
Yeah.
If I wanted to.
Yeah, 21 more to go.
Yeah, Spy's going to watch Overdrive, and then he's going to watch Dragon Knight.
I'm going to have the best summer ever.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so I think we are done. I think we're finished.
Are we done?
We are done. For the night. So any final thoughts before we go?
Yeah, baby, why so frigid?
What?
I said, hey, baby, why so frigid?
You know what? I gave you a perfect opportunity to annoy me once more. That was a perfect opportunity.
I always annoy you all the time, though. But you mean specific opportunities now?
I'm sorry, that broke up. You have to play it again. Yeah, it's still annoying.
Beautiful.
I mean, seriously, like, that's like English at its finest.
Dude, you know you're going to be sitting around tomorrow just going, the engine song.
She's going to find a way to work it into the finale.
You didn't think you were going to like Yellow Thunder, and then
No. You know what? I didn't have any opinion on it. You said, just watch this, and I was like, oh, that's hilarious. That's funny.
You love Yellow Thunder.
Yellow Thunder is hilarious.
And you love that too.
No, not really. Not really.
Legend Soul.
You want me to get the one that has the theme song?
Yeah.
Okay, no. Hold on.
Spy, stop encouraging him.
No, this is gold.
Seriously, you and your trail mix have got to go.
Good.